Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
With more of us buying everything from groceries to face masks online, e-commerce scams have increased by a whopping 73.8% in the first half of 2020. In the first 4 months of this year, over 1,100 people became victims to fraudsters and $1.3 million has been lost to e-commerce scammers. Scammers have been moving money out of people's e-wallets, even bank accounts. People have lost money to supposed banks in scams where victims receive advertisements from banks like DBS, POSB, UOB, even CIMB offering loans. Thing is, banks are not allowed to advertise or send out deals on loans. And then, of course, there are the online Romeos who use the promise of love. Just last week, we learned of a woman in her 50s here in Singapore. She works as a clerk. She lost her savings of $80,000 and, get this, ended up laundering money to the tune of $13,000 on behalf of the scammer whom she had fallen in love with. So today I invited Pamela Ong, Sales Director for ESET Asia Pacific, to join us. ESET is an internet security company that offers antivirus and firewall products. Pamela's here to show us how we can all, as consumers, better protect ourselves from scammers, specifically while we shop online. How are you doing?
Hey, hi, Michelle. Thank you for having me. Good. I'm doing really great today.
That's great. A really interesting topic. So how do you think COVID-19 has created opportunities for scammers, Pam? Any real examples that you can share?
Yeah, definitely. I think, as you mentioned earlier, the number of scams has increased tremendously, especially at the first half of this year, or rather I would say the beginning of phase two, where the government just announced. This is where more people stay at home, and with that, that brings about more internet transactions. Now, scammers are known to also leverage on this particular situation, this pandemic situation, to exploit the public's fear of the unknown, as well as the sense of uncertainty during this period. Now, if you recall, during this period, there was the shortage of facial masks or even the hand sanitizers that actually sparked some kind of panic. Similarly, I myself have also received some phishing emails claiming to be from the World Health Organization requesting for donations.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, and these are just some of the examples that I think most of us have came across in the news so far. But what I would say as one of the most relatable ones that most of us would probably have been experienced these days is one where you receive a call from a certain courier company, and then with a voice recording that says that you have a parcel that's stuck in the customs. And at the end of it, you probably have to, you know, try and get you to pay some custom duties to release your goods.
Yeah.
So these are quite common, and especially during this sensitive period where everyone is staying home and you know, doing a lot of online shopping and getting their parcels delivered to their home, it's quite easy to fall prey if consumers are not careful.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I got those calls from the courier companies. I definitely got those emails from supposed banks. And we know that banks are not allowed to advertise these loans. So that was fishy. I called the bank to check things out. What can consumers do practically, do you think, Pamela, to protect themselves from e-commerce scams?
Right. I think, firstly, I think this term e-commerce scam, it has to be discussed about in a little bit. I think the general perception is of e-commerce scam is that you buy something online, but the goods never get delivered. Or you buy something online, and then at the end when it gets delivered, it's not quite the same as what you would expect. But I would say there's really much more to this particular term, e-commerce scam. For example, identity theft. For example, phishing emails that I've just mentioned about, or sometimes even simple as credit card fraud. So what can consumers do to protect themselves? I say consumers all have a role to play. They need to definitely increase their knowledge, because at the end of the day, you don't know what you don't know, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I might say, there will be 3 points that consumers can do to protect themselves. Number one, always do a sanity check on the website that they're browsing on. Always look for that HTTPS URL, beginning of the URL. Similarly, have that padlock symbol at the address bar. I think that's a really easy check that all of us can do. Now, the second point is definitely not to store credit card information on different shopping portals or even on your browsers, because there might be a risk of data breaches. Last but not least, exercise caution. Now, what does this mean? What do I mean, right? When a deal seems too good to be true, it is probably too good to be true.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. No such thing as a free lunch.
Exactly.
All right. What are some risks do you think consumers face these days while online shopping?
Right. The whole idea of e-commerce is really to provide the ease and convenience for buyers like you and me. Now, correspondingly, it is also made very easy for scammers to devise new ways to trick the victims. Right.
Yeah.
Some of the probable scenarios of surfing online, or I'll call it these days window shopping online,
mm-hmm.
is sometimes when we stumble upon a shopping site and we don't know. Sometimes if it is not of a reputable site, it could be a fake online store. So there's a possibility that we might end up buying fake goods. There is also another scenario where while we are surfing, ads and offers and promotional pop-ups that appears on our screen. Now, some of these advertisements may not always be genuine. And some of these advertisements are actually phishing for information because while they look appealing and legitimate, sometimes and even sometimes hard to ignore, and if they are indeed fake, right, when a consumer clicks on these ads, it actually prompts unsuspecting consumers to actually submit their personal details while registering for an account, for example, like inputting their credit card information or their, you know, personal password to whatever account. This might also spell trouble, right? The last scenario that I really like to touch on is a possibility of getting infected with a malware. You know, sometimes by simply visiting a suspicious website can actually get a malware attack on your system. Now, what I'm trying to say, give you an example of a malware called Keylogger.
Okay.
So let's say we stumble onto a website and nothing happens. You're just browsing. You didn't click on anything suspicious. But this malware could actually be already been installed on your device if you don't have the proper security products in place. Now, what these particular malware does is that it actually can record your keystrokes. So imagine this. You are typing and then you log on to your bank account or simply your email account, typing in your ID, your password. So this malware captures every single thing you type. And you can imagine what could happen if this information is leaked or falls into the wrong hands. So.
No. So how do I know if Keylogger is in my computer or on my computer?
I think there are a lot of things that consumers can do to be in the know and mitigate some of this risk. In my opinion, definitely common sense plays a very important aspect. You know, when you see stumble onto a website and you see the offer is too good to be true, you know, just be a little bit careful.
Yeah, but what about Keylogger? The keystroke logging. I mean, is there a way that I'll be able to figure that out? How an attacker could be monitoring and recording every single keystroke that I use? I mean, it's a computer program, so I suppose the answer would be some sort of de-virusing program.
That's right. I think consumers should consider using a reputable antivirus product that provides protection for all of the mobile devices, such as laptops, mobile phone, and tablets that's being used to surf the internet, and one that provides payment protection capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
So what exactly am I talking about?
Mm-hmm.
With this capability, it should enable consumers to make financial transactions from a secured environment, from mobile phones or laptops that prevents the other malicious applications such as Keylogger that I just mentioned from reading the information because you are using a protected application or a browser while surfing.
All right, I'll be looking out for that. Pamela, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
Pamela Ong is Sales Director for ESET Asia Pacific, here to talk to us about e-commerce scams and how consumers can better mitigate risks when browsing online.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.